Hi, brothers and sisters in Christ. How are you today? This morning, when I woke up, I saw that it was a bright, sunny day. The sun was just nice and comfortable, not too hot. It was all bright and nice. But then it was pouring. It was just pouring with rain, like heavy rain, but the sky was bright. It's a strange morning today. And I feel like it accurately reflects the kind of situation that we are currently in. Definitely there is rain. In fact, there is a downpour. But over me, it's bright skies. It's not dark skies. I think in this strange season that we are in, it reflects the times of today. We are in a tremendously challenging and stressful situation. The outside world is all raining. It's all having all kinds of pressures and new pressures add on every day. But for us Christians, we live under the sunlight of God. So there is rain in the external circumstances, but we are in the sunlight. Let me try to explain to you how this works. So I know that some of us have been talking about revival. They are so excited about revival. And it's true that revival is coming. Revival is going to sweep through the earth for a short period of time, led by the Holy Spirit. But there is something else that is happening. This revival is not going to be like the past revivals that you read about in history books. You read about them in the history books and you think that, oh, how cool, I wish that I was in that kind of revival. And that tainted your mind as to how revival should be like. But let me tell you, different times and different seasons, what worked then will be different in working now. These are dark times, as signified by the rain. People are suffering everywhere. It's not a joy ride. It's not a carefree time. It's a rainy season where people are crying of tears. In these times of tremendous difficulty, God's going to rise up, the elect of God, carrying the word and the anointing of God. We're going to shine in the rain. No matter how heavy the downpour is, we absorb the sunlight of Jesus Christ. We're going to illuminate. We're going to give off light. So that all who look upon us, they will see that everyone else is in shadows, is drenched by the rain, and our faces are still illuminated. And they ask, what do you have that we don't have? What secret do you know? And we have the life of Christ poured into us, manifested through us. And today I want to share with you a vision that I saw before. I think I've tried to describe it in my podcast, The Place of Safety. But because there's so many dimensions to it, I feel like I have not described it adequately. And I want to describe a part of it that I feel I did not cover in my previous podcast. So if you want to do a little bit of research, let me tell you the references. Go up the mountain for safety. That's trying to show you the way how to find the place of safety. And in the podcast, The Place of Safety, I try to describe to you what is the place of safety. And today, I want to describe to you how the place of safety looks like so that you can envisage and you can imagine what I'm trying to tell you. I saw in my vision, it's like the entire world is in chaos. The external world has this red filter on, and it looks like those emergency scenes that sometimes you watch some shows or some documentaries on TV, and it's an emergency situation like a riot or there's fights or there's somebody injured, and you have this red filter and you have the emergency sirens going blaring consistently. And it's like this red filter where you know that it's a crisis situation. It's a crisis mode outside. people are getting crazy outside because of the lack of control and the chaos and the violence that have broken out. Contrasted with that, I saw like the dome of God, of Jesus, a dome that is lighted up like a little room, like a safe room. And I saw that there were each Christian family in that dome. And that dome is really the rock of Jesus. That was what I was trying to tell you. And for the families that had hidden themselves in this dome, in this safe room, it was very secure. It's like a safe room that the enemy cannot penetrate and no danger can come to them. If there was rioting outside, there was little windows carved in the rock of the dome room and they could look out. They could look out and they could see what's happening outside. But the structure that they were in was so safe, was so secure that no one, no danger can come in to harass them. And as crisis and chaos erupted all over the world, I started to see all these domes appear like an egg-shaped rock. And in each dome, in the middle, it was hollow like a little room illuminated by warm light. And there was a praying family in the middle of each room. And in each room, there was a dome. I saw like a family, like the mother, the father, the children, or the grandparents. And they were safe in their homes. They were doing normal activities in their home, like cooking, like eating, like reading the Bible, like worshiping God, like praying, like doing their schoolwork. They had this peaceful and unharassed living in that dome of Jesus. And I saw that they were not unaware of what's happening outside. The external world was in chaos. So from time to time, like I saw the father or the mother, they would go and stand at this little windows that was carved out. It's almost like Noah's Ark, where Noah and his family could look out of the window of the Ark. And they could see the mayhem that was happening outside. And their faces, the expression was very solemn because they knew what tragedy was happening outside. And they were sad, but they were peaceful because they know that they were safe inside the rock of Jesus. And you know, I told you before that I saw spiritual giants, I saw demonic entities that were let loose on the world. And they were creating all this bloodshed and all this violence in the world. But those that were in the dome, those demonic entities, they could not touch those in the rock of Jesus. And they didn't even bother to try because they know that that was off limits for them. It's like the Israelites in Egypt, in the Old Testament, those houses where the Israelites had applied the blood of Jesus is the same concept. That when the angel of death was allowed to pass through the land and inflict death upon the unprotected people, they were not allowed to touch those that were in the dome. So when all these demonic beings, they rampaged the earth, they just avoided, they just went around the domes, the rock of Jesus. They didn't even bother to attack it because they knew that there was no way they could penetrate past the blood of Jesus or the dome of Jesus or the ark of Jesus. And they just went around it so that the people, if you were in that dome of Jesus, in that room, you and your family, you were saved. You knew what was going on outside and you were sad, but you were safe. God did not allow what was happening outside to touch you or your family or your possessions. But then the question quickly becomes, do you know how to enter the dome of Jesus? Do you know how to get inside the rock of Jesus? Because from what I observed of that structure, there were no entry points, there were no exit points. so that the door that Jesus has closed, no demons can open it, no one can open it, which means to say that it's a miracle how those family appeared in the rock. They were let in there by the Holy Spirit Himself. The doorway was Jesus that they entered through. And as the darkness fell upon the lens, upon the world, I started to see all these little domes start to appear scattered over the surface of the earth. And I could see the light in them. I could see the warm light illuminating them. I could see like the expressions on the faces of the inhabitants in the rock. They were a little bit worried, a little bit anxious, but overwhelmingly, they were safe, they were peaceful, they were rejoicing, they could still play board games, they could still joke with each other. None of them was hurt, none of them was maimed, none of them was injured, or none of them died. So my question to you today is, do you know how to enter the rock of Jesus when the trouble comes? Because the worst thing that could happen is that you think you know and you think that that is the structure. But when the waves come and the trouble come and you realize that your structure is not made of the rock of Jesus, but it's made of some wooden structures, maybe made of money, made of bricks, structures that you build yourself, but it's not a spiritual structure of the body of Jesus that only the Holy Spirit can lead you to the entry point, and only Jesus is the doorway for you and your family to access into His place of safety. When I was in that dome, looking out at the external world, as I told you, there is no door that I can open, which means that even if I see you outside, languishing, getting beaten, lying on the ground, bleeding to death, there's no way that I can bring you into the rock with me, because there's no opening for me to open and to bring you in. But I know that the same way that I got in, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the one who opens the door. And if you cry out to Him, He will open the door for you and give you your own rock, just like He did for me and other families that I saw. Now you understand what I'm trying to communicate to you. I'm trying to hint to you. I'm trying to explain to you as best as I can, because these are all spiritual things and these are signs and symbols. It's very hard for me to explain, because I'm trying to hint to you and tell you, go there, get there. That's a place of safety. You go and find it, because it can be found. It's found in Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you're listening to this, I implore you. It's not because I love you, because I don't know you, but I feel God loving you. And I know God, and I feel sad for God. Whatever God feels, whatever God wants to be done, I want to try to help Him, because He's my friend. Find the rock of Jesus. Find that safe room that I told you about, because I've seen it, not just for myself, but for many families who have entrusted themselves to God. There are many, many such structures that I saw scattered over the surface of the earth. Let you who is listening today find your own safe room as well, to keep you shield, a spiritual hedge around you that no enemy can penetrate. I've tried to explain to you the best that I can. I give you the hints how to find this place. The one who led me there is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows the way. So you ask the Holy Spirit to help you find. And the rock of Jesus, the entry point, the door, is Jesus Christ. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. I hope that you have been blessed by the message today. I want to tell you, don't be afraid of everything that you see happening in the world, it's not going to get better in the short run. It's going to get worse. But God has given us a way to go into the safe room and the safe houses.